So while Joe and Nina and Martha, Jill and Sue remain standing, would the rest of the congregation please sit? Ask the candidates, have you been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? Are you ready with your own mouth and from your own heart to affirm your faith in Jesus Christ? People of God, will you welcome these candidates and uphold them in their life in Christ?
With the help of God, we will.
In baptism, God calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. To follow Christ means dying to sin and rising to new life with him. Therefore, I ask the candidates, do you turn to Christ?
I turn to Christ.
Do you repent of your sins?
I repent.
Do you renounce evil?
I renounce.
May God, who has given you the desire to follow Christ, give you strength to continue in the way. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Brothers and sisters, I ask you to profess together with these candidates the faith of the Church. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Almighty God, we thank you for our fellowship in the household of faith with all who have been baptized in your name. Keep us faithful to our baptism, and so make us ready for that day when the whole creation shall be made perfect in your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, while the candidates remain standing, would the rest of the congregation please sit? Come now to the confirmation itself. In a moment of stillness, let's pray for those about to be confirmed, particularly remembering any of the candidates who are especially well known to us. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Almighty and ever-living God, you have given these your servants new birth in baptism by water and the Spirit, and have forgiven them all their sins. Let your Holy Spirit rest upon them, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and inward strength, the Spirit of knowledge and true godliness, and let their delight be in the fear of the Lord. Amen.
Bishop, this is Martha.
Martha, God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant Martha with your Holy Spirit.
Amen. Bishop, this is Joe.
Joe, God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant Joe, with your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Bishop, this is Jill.
Jill, God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant Jill with your Holy Spirit.
Amen. Bishop, this is Nina.
Nina, God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant Nina with your Holy Spirit. Amen.
Bishop, this is Sue.
Sue, God has called you by name and made you his own. Confirm, O Lord, your servant Sue with your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We pray together for those who've just been confirmed. Defend, O Lord, your servants with your heavenly grace, that they may continue yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit more and more, until they come to your everlasting kingdom. Amen. And we stand together. God has received you by baptism into his church. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We are members together of the body of Christ. We are children of the same heavenly Father. We are inheritors together of the kingdom of God. We welcome you and give you a huge round of applause. For we are the body of Christ in the one Spirit. We were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
And let's offer one another a sign of God's peace.